Say, how'd you like to own your own basketball team? You may have heard of it, the Houston Rockets. The Rockets announced this week that they're up for sale, but you'll have to dig deep in your pockets to add this team to your portfolio. Let's crunch the numbers now with Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com and joins us now. So, Mike, we're not even talking millions here, are we?
Well, we're talking thousands of millions, which is how you get to billions. So the Houston Rockets are valued. I mean, here's the thing. Forbes puts a valuation on teams, and it's calculated by revenue and expected revenue and a premium based on the scarcity of NBA teams. You know, there's only 30 of them. And they come up with a little more than $1.5 billion. However, when the Clippers went on sale a few years ago, they weren't valued even that high, but Steve Ballmer bought them for $2 billion. Now, Ballmer would say, you know what? I still have he's the ex-CEO of Microsoft. Still got $30 billion in the bank. This is an enjoyable purchase for me. So we're not really sure how much they're worth. The team hasn't gone on sale for a while, and it could break someone's bank. It could.
Yeah, and it didn't quite seem to break the bank for Leslie Alexander, who purchased the Rockets back in 1993. How much did they go for then?
It was a good buy. He bought him for $85 million, right? Wow. And then immediately they win an NBA title and then another. And I looked it up. If he had just invested his money in, say, the stock market and index fund and also invested dividends, people forget that when doing the calculation, he'd have done well, you know? But still, the Rockets would be, if he had taken that tact, the Rockets would, the Rockets are worth twice as much as he would have made otherwise. NBA teams, especially with the contract they just signed for television, and also with the specter of legalized gambling, the value of them, I would say it's incalculable, except we're going to get a calculation when someone buys this team.
So what do you mean, bring in the idea of legalized gambling? How does that drive up the value of the teams?
The NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, has embraced this. Some of the league commissioners fight against it, but he says it's coming. We should embrace it. We should capitalize on it. So, for one thing, the NBA will probably get a taste or a slice of however, once they authorize their teams to be bet on. But there's another idea that even the worst game of the year, if a lot of people bet on it, will draw a lot of interest. And that's one of the reasons why the NFL is so successful. Even games between two bad teams have so much money bet on them. And when it's legalized gambling, he thinks and the owners think that this will drive the values up. It might not, though. And Leslie Alexander's a really smart guy. And he might be saying, well, right now, the perception of how much an NBA team is worth has never been higher. So that's why he announced he's selling them now, perhaps.
Does that mean that all NBA teams are valued this high?
Not all of them. I mean, the Rockets are right now, if you look at the odds, they're supposed to win the second most games in the NBA after the Golden State Warriors, who are seen as all but unbeatable. They're a very good team
and getting
excellent
better.
Excellent management.
Yeah, getting better based on what they're doing in the offseason.
They have Chris Paul. Their GM, Daryl Morey, is one of the best in the game. They're an excellent asset. People might not realize Houston's the fourth biggest city in the United States. Absolutely an excellent asset. But even the New Orleans Pelicans, which Forbes says is the least valuable team, I mean, the value of that team could push $1 billion. Sports franchises, no one's making too many more of them, especially the major sports. And right now, say, neither of the Google guys own a sports franchise. Don't know if they're interested, but that drives up the price of these assets.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Nice to speak with you, Mike.
Yes, good to speak with you.